It's all slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
2007, just 15 years ago, and yet a different world. These are stories making the news. A little history from the Half Moon Bay Review. Lighthouse to blaze again. After 135 years, exhibits, docents, and new interpretive center help to mark the milestones. The lighting of the original lens will take place this Saturday after sunset. It's time to plan those gingerbread houses. The Ritz-Carlton announces its annual contest and silent auction, open to professional and amateur chefs. Gingerbread House contest sets the tone for the holiday season. Deadline for entry is November 29th. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Cruises became very scary during COVID days, with passengers marooned in their cabins for days. A true catastrophic nightmare. But cruise avoidance seems to have ended, and I know many folks who are now jumping on the reasonably priced cruises lately. Several close friends are taking one cruise after another and loving it. Current cruises I've heard about are far cheaper than hotels, and think of all the food included. Our local Bay Area travel place, Bay World Travel Agency, does a great job of handling the details. You may have heard Ginger Minoletti talking about their services on this very station. I appreciate the community feel as we all support each other's local businesses. And I certainly appreciate all that come to my pub and restaurant. Keep calm and cruise on. And cruise into my restaurant at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. 2007 is a year of disasters here at home and around the world. Violent thunderstorms roar through parts of Alabama and three other states in the region. Blizzards and severe snowstorms sweep through Denver and the surrounding areas. One of the deadliest tornadoes in Kansas City history destroys the town of Greensburg, and it takes the brunt of the 200-mile-per-hour winds. Meanwhile, out west, one of the largest and deadliest fires in U.S. history rages in Southern California, fanned by the Santa Ana winds, destroying 400,000 acres and 2,000 homes. Man-made tragedy occurs when a student on the Virginia Tech campus goes on a killing spree, leaving over 30 students dead. As if under divine judgment, more bad news when the bridge over the Mississippi River on I-35 collapses with cars dropping 50 feet into the river. 13 people die. Then in Utah, six miners are trapped and lost in collapsed mines. Three rescue workers are also lost trying to save them. 2007 is the year Apple introduces the iPhone. Popular films include Transformers, Spider-Man 3, and Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. Popular TV shows are CSI, Without a Trace, Grey's Anatomy, and NCIS. From 2007 music scene, this singer-songwriter and producer was born in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and is hitting it big with this 16-week adult contemporary favorite. Here's John Mayer and Waiting for the World to Change.
See everything that's going wrong.
artist has been called the king of country, having more than 70 million albums, including countless platinum and gold recordings. Here's George Strait and How About Them Cowgirls.
I felt the rush of the Rio Grande into Yellowstone, and I've seen firsthand Niagara Falls and the lights of Vegas. A crisscross down to Key Biscayne and Chi-Town via Bangor, Maine. Think I've seen it all, and all I can say is, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls, and you can't tell them nothing. And I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big. How about them cowgirls? She's riding coast in Steamboat Springs, baling hay outside Abilene. She's trying hard to fit in some city, but her home is near that big blue sky and the northern plains and those other wide open spaces. Nowadays there ain't as many, but how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls, and you can't tell them nothing. I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big whole round world. But how about them cowgirls? Boy, she don't need you and she don't need me. She can do just fine on her own two feet. She wants a man who wants her to be herself, and she'll never change, don't know how to hide her stubborn will or her fighting side. But you treat her right and she'll love you like no one else. Yeah, how about them cowgirls? They something, sure are some proud girls, but you can't beat the loving. And I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big whole round world. But how about them cowgirls? How about them, boys?
Thank you for listening today on KHMB Radio. I do hope you'll visit us next week. Have a great day. Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the